Good evening. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is exactly 6 o'clock CAT, which is Central African time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate from 1800 until 2100. Wherever that you are, I want to welcome you. I want to say to you that feel welcome. It's going to be awesome. What a beautiful Wednesday. Now, the song that is playing in the background, the song that I have entered, is a song by Ada. It's saying that only you, Jesus. Only Jesus is the one who can change your situation. Every time when we start our show, we start our show by praying, by inviting God to come and be with us as we are going to meditate. You are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And you are with me, John Mamabolo. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome, and it is already awesome. Now, we are going to pray. I'm going to play the song by Don Moon, saying Our Father. That's a song that we will be praying with. In other words, we'll be asking God to come and be with us. We'll be praying and saying, Lord, we ask you to come and be with us. We invite you, Lord, in our service, in our show that is called Time to Meditate. I just wanna say to you that wherever that you are, pray with me as we're praying. And there's a song that is playing. It is saying Our Father. It is by Don Moon. Now we are going to play this song. As this song continues to play, we will pray and invite God. Wherever that you are, I urge you, or I ask you to pray with us as we are going to pray for this show. That may God be with us. May God restore our hearts. May God restore our spirit. Just enjoy the song. And after the song, as it continues to play, in 1 minute or so, and then we will bow our heads and they will pray.
Hear us out, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth.
Now we are going to pray. Let's pray together. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We invite you, Lord. We say, Lord, come and be with us in this show. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, we thank you and we believe that you will be with us. We thank you, Daddy, that our life will never be the same again after this show. Daddy, we are praying. We say, Lord, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us everything that we have done that is against your will. As we are praying, Lord, we say, let your will be done tonight. Let your will be done into this show. Let your will be done in the studio tonight. Whatever that we are going to talk about, Lord, we invite the Holy Spirit, we invite your presence to come and guide us, to come and help us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to each and every listener, each and every listener who have just tuned in, who is just listening to this show, that Lord restore their hearts and restore their soul. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, you may say amen. The song is by Don Moon, saying our Father, from his album that is called I Will Sing. Don Moon, Our Father, I Will Sing. Just enjoy this song a little longer, and then we will continue.
We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
Forgive,
we pray.
Our sins, we pray.
Oh, yeah.
That is Don Moon saying, forgive our sins, we pray. Now, you are listening to By the Grace Radio. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. From 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, which is CAT Central Time. Now, you can interact with us tonight in our studio, 083-289-4658. There's a number that you can use to interact with me in the studio, 083-289-4658. You can use that number to WhatsApp us. You can use the very same number to SMS us. You can use the very same number to call us, which is +27 83 289 4658. To our international listener, if you want to interact with us, you just say +27 83 289 4658. Or you can use the very same number to call, you can use the very same number to SMS. Or you can go to Skype, you say BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you click chat on the right hand side of your screen. Then you can chat to us. What a beautiful Wednesday. And I know that today, we know that it's Wednesday. A lot of churches or lots of congregations, they have their service today. And I know that some, they are already in the service. Some, they are on the way to service. Some, they are on the way to work. Some, they are on the way to from work. Some, they are going to the stadium where there is a different activities happening. some teams are playing one another. Now I want to say to you, as you're driving, may you drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Don't rush. You will reach where you're going. As a By the Grace Radio, we love you and we appreciate you, and it's going to be awesome. Now we are going to speak under this title tonight as we meditate. The reason why this show is called meditation is, in other words, is we reflect of what we have done during the whole day, from in the morning until now. That's why it is called time to meditate. We are meditating and we are reflecting. For example, if what we have achieved from what we have done in the morning until now, if you are not happy with it, what is going to happen is you reflect. In other words, you say, okay, what I have done, I'm not happy with it. And then what's going to happen is you will make it. This show is preparing you so that to see what went wrong, to help you to see what you have done. If you have done something good, we are saying very good, keep the good work. We are reflecting, and what a beautiful Wednesday. Now let me just play this song that is saying, the song is just saying that God of wonders. Then after the song, when I come back, we just go to the break. Then when we come back, we will continue. Just enjoy this song. Adonai. That is Elijah. He's saying that God of wonders, Adonai. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul, just for a soul. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. And they are just listening to the show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, Johnny Mamabolo. It is exactly 17 past 6 CAT, Central African Time. The song that was playing is a song that sang God of Wonders by Elijah Oyedeya. He is God of Wonders indeed. He is God. He is unchanging God. God is not changing. He remains God and He reigns and He will reign forevermore. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Alpha and Omega. Now, we are going to read in the book of Psalm chapter number 59. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate with tonight. Psalm chapter number 59. We're going to start from verse number 1. Now, the heading for it is saying, deliver me from my enemies. Deliver me from my enemies. In other words, that was a prayer that Psalmist David, King David, was praying. He was asking God, he was pleading to God that God deliver me from my enemy. Deliver me from my enemy. That's what we are going to talk about tonight. Under this show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, John Mamabulu, and you are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. Internationally, you can say +27 83 289 4658. If you are in South Africa, you can say 083-289-4658. Internationally, you can say +27 83 289 4658. You use the very same number to SMS. You can use the very same number to WhatsApp us. You can use the very same number to call us. Or you can go to Skype. And under Skype, you say BTGM Radio. Then you can call us using Skype, you can SMS using Skype, or you can go to our website. You say www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you select chat box there. On that chat box, on the right hand side of your screen, it said we are here online. Then you put your email address, you put your name, then you continue to chat to us. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Remember I told you that we are reading in the book of Psalm 59. Each and everyone who have just joined now, we want to say to you that we love you and we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your support, and we believe that after this show, your life will never be the same again. We're reading in the book of Psalm 59, verse number 1. It just read as follows. To the directors, to the tune, don't destroy a Milkan of David written when Saul sent people to watch David's house to try to kill him. God save me from my enemies. Protect me from those who stand against me. Remember, I'm reading it with English Revived Vision. But are we going to read with another vision that we may have? Then we may read with those visions. Now let me repeat what it said from Psalm 59 verse number 1. To the director, to the tune, don't destroy, a miktam of David written when Saul sent people to watch David's house to try to kill him. God, save me from my enemies. Protect me from those who stand against me. Alright. I think it's good when we read in the Amplified. The Amplified is saying, to the chief musician, set to, do not destroy a miktam of David. When Saul sent men to watch his house in order to kill him. Okay? To the chief musician. Now, when you read in the promises said, for the music leader to the tune, don't destroy a special psalm by David. When Saul has had David's heart washed so that he could kill him. Save me, God, protect me from enemy attack. That's what we are reading. That it was those time when we just read, when it tells us that he wrote this as he had a prayer, he had a cry in his heart. Remember when David was still a young man, he was taking care of the animals. Now the Bible says the king was needed because Saul rebelled. He rebelled. Saul was the king of Israel. And after he rebelled, God spoke to Samuel that I want you to go and anoint a king. Remember, Saul was anointed by Samuel. Now after he disobeyed God, after he did things which he was not supposed to do, after he did things that he did not listen to God, and now God left him, and he said to Samuel, I want you to go and look for go and I'm sending you somewhere where you can go and anoint a king. Now, to cut the story short, it tells us that David was one who was chosen to be the king. Now, the war started between David and King Saul. Now, here we are told that what Saul did, he sent people to watch David's house to try to kill him. Because he wanted to kill David. In life where we are living, there are people who want to kill us. Some people, they want to kill you because of the progress that you have achieved. Remember, if somebody wants to kill you, it started by having jealous. Like you having jealousing someone. Now, where we just read, we are told that the Saul, he sent his people, or his soldiers to watch over to watch over David's house day and night, so that they can tell the king, so that the king can command them to kill David. But David now, he's praying. He said, Lord, save me from my enemies. Remember, the Bible says we should, in the book of Matthew, he said we should love our enemy. we should pray for our enemies. Now, but here we are told that David said, Lord, save me from my enemies. Protect me to those who stand against me. Wherever that you are listening from, wherever that you are, I know that there are people who are against you. There are people who are so called friends, but they are your enemy. What they want to do is they are against your success. They are against your breakthrough. When they see you prospering, they start to have jealous, so that they can plan and conspire with people so that they can destroy, they can kill you. Now David prayed. He said, Lord, protect me from my enemies. Many of times, if you can read the book of Samuel, you will understand that there was a time where Saul wanted to kill David. But because God was always with David, he was making sure that he protect David. He was making sure. Now, if you want to understand the story, the whole part of saying that Saul sent men to watch over David's house. If you can read in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 19, verse number 11, until verse number 24. Let me just read it. It said, Saul sent men to watch David's house. They stayed there all night. They were waiting to kill David in the morning. But David's wife, Michal, warned him. She said, you must run away tonight and save your life. If you don't, you will be killed tomorrow. Listen what it said. Let me repeat what it said. It said, Saul sent men to watch David's house. They stayed there all night. They were waiting to kill David in the morning. But David's wife, Michal, warned him. She said, you must run away tonight and save your life. If you don't, you will be killed tomorrow. Now, David had a house, and in that house, Saul sent his men to watch David's house, and they stayed there night so that they can see David is not going anywhere. And so that they can wait, they wanted to kill David or to assassinate David in the morning. Now, the whole night they were watching, planning. Remember, that is what happening now with our show as we meditate. Now we are planning for tomorrow. We are planning, and we invite God to help us. Now here the Bible tells us that they stayed there the whole night, and they were planning so that in the morning they can kill David. But David's wife, Micah, warned him, and he said, you must run away tonight and save your life. Now, remember, as we are meditating now, as we meditate and speaking to God, God is directing us what we must do tomorrow, how we gonna handle things tomorrow. Now, verse number 12. Then Michal let David down out of a window, and he escaped and ran away. Michal took the household gods, put clothes on it, and put goat's hair on its head. Then she put the statue in the bed. Saul sent messenger to take David's prisoner. But Michal said, David is sick. The man went and told Saul, but he sent the messenger back to see David. Saul told this man, "Bring David to me. Bring him lying on his bed if you must, even if it kills him." The messenger went to David's house. They went inside to get him, but they saw it was only a statue, and that is the hair was only ghost hair. Saul said to Michal, "Why did you tick me like this? You let my enemy escape, and now he is gone." Michal answered Saul, "David told me he would kill me if I didn't help him escape." Verse number 18. David escaped and ran away to Samuel at Ramah. He told Samuel everything that Saul has done to him. Then David and Saul went to the camp where the prophet stayed. David stayed there. Saul heard that David was there in the camp near Ramah. So he sent some men to arrest David. But when they came to the camp, there was a group of prophets prophesying. Samuel was standing there leading the group. The Spirit of God came on Samuel's messenger and they began prophesying. Saul heard about this, so he sent other messenger, but they also began prophesying. So Saul sent messenger a third time, and they also began prophesying. Finally, Saul himself went to Ramah. Saul came to the big well by the threshing floor at Seu. He asked, "Where are Samuel and David?" The people answered, "In the camp near Ramah." So Saul went out to the camp near Ramah. The Spirit of God came on Saul, and he also began prophesying. He prophesied all the way to the camp at Ramah. Saul even took off his clothes. He lay there naked all day and night, through the night. So even Saul prophesied there in front of Samuel. There is a way, people say, is Saul also one of the prophets? Now, I wanted to show you that when Saul wanted to kill David, now David's wives helped David to escape. After he escaped, he ran to a prophet of God, Samuel, and he have explained to Samuel the whole story. Now, when the enemy want to attack you, you need to run to a prophet of God. You need to run to God so that you can be protected. The Bible says the enemy is roaring like a lion. He wants to people that he can devour. Every time the devil is not sleeping, he's always going up and down. He wants to be able to catch people and destroy their life. Now, the Bible just tells us that Samuel went with David to a place called Ramah. And when they were there, there were lots of prophets. They were there praying and singing and worshiping the Lord. And also Samuel and David started to prophesy when they were there. And Saul heard that Samuel and Saul, they are at Ramah. He sent his messenger to go and look for them. When they were there, they also prophesied. Instead of killing David, they started to prophesy. Those people who want to destroy you, they will join you and start singing with you. I know that there are people who have planned a lot of things in your life. Some of them, they said, "We want to destroy him because he thinks he is so special." Some of them, they say, yeah, we want to destroy this man because he think that he's so special. But God will turn things around. The table will turn upside down. The table will turn. He said that, Lord, protect me from my enemy. Now, that was a referral scripture that I was giving you. Now, when you read in the book of Judges chapter 16, verse number 2 to 3, it says, someone told the people of Gaza, Samson has come here. They wanted to kill him. So they surrounded the city. They hid near the city gate and waited all night for him. They were very quiet all night long. They had said to each other, when morning comes, we will kill Samson. When morning comes, as they were sitting there meditating, in other words, they were planning that when morning comes, we are going to kill Samson. As now we are meditating now, it's night. We are meditating. In South Africa, it is night. In your country, I don't know if it's in the morning or but in South Africa, it's night. The Bible tells us that they said in the morning, when we get time, we are going to kill him. Okay? They said to each other, in the morning, we will kill Samson. Now, when we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32 to 33, it says, when I was in Damascus, the governor under King Areta wanted to arrest me. So he put guards around the city. But some friends put me in a basket. Then they put the basket through a hole in the wall and lowered me down. So I escaped from the governor. Now, every time when the enemy wanted to kill you, God will always protect you. God will always be with you. Now, let's go to Psalm 7, 1 to 2. It says, a song of David that he sang to the Lord about Cush from the tribe of Benjamin. Lord my God, I come to you for protection. Save me from those who are chasing me. If you don't help me, I will be torn apart like an animal caught by a lion. I will be carried away with no one to save me. God is the one that we should run to him. God is the one that we should go to him when we are in trouble. And even if when we are not in trouble, but God is the one that we should always go to him. He is able to hear you. He is able to answer you. Right, let's go to Psalm 18:48. It said, he saved me from my enemies. You Lord, help me defeat those who attack me. You save me from cruel people. I want you now to look at your life from the time when you were born until now. How many people wanted to destroy you, but somehow you don't know how you survived? That is because of God. And that is why that is why Tim Godfrey is saying, I wanna Tim Godfrey saying that. So I wanted to play this song and then we'll come back. Just say Nara. Just enjoy the song. The song by Nara, meaning Tim Godfrey featuring Traven Green. Nara. Just enjoy the song. Saying that when the enemy wanted to attack me, God always protected me. Just listen to it.
Lord, we lift you up. Onyomame na rekelem jiribia. Dance.
much for me. I cannot tell it all. Karekelemo. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Karekelemo. Tukuna Gwamarele. When you hear, you hear completely. Karekelemo. Chukuma Omo. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Nara, 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 so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah. If I had 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
That is Tim Godfrey featuring Seven Green saying that Nara. What can I render to Jehovah? He has done so much for me. Now, we are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, he's saying that Nara, I mean, you have done so much. 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 Yes, his name is Jehovah. You have done so much. I don't know, you can look how many You know, maybe people they wanted to destroy your life. People they wanted to kill you, but you have somehow survived. That is why David was praying. He said, "Deliver me from my enemies." But what I like about David, he was not hating his enemies, but he was just saying, "Lord, deliver me from my enemies." But he was not hating. You know, most of the time, because this time when Jesus said to his disciples that you should love your enemy and pray for them, but in most cases people are told that sometimes he prayed that let my enemy die. But here David said that, Lord, deliver me from my enemies, protect me from my enemies. He never said kill them, but he said, Lord, deliver me. Now, Psalm 71, verse number 4, it says, May God save me from wicked people, save me from cruel, evil people. There are people who are very evil, who are very cruel. Some of them, they even jealous you when you are promoted at work. They will have jealous. They will have jealous when you buy a car. Some cruel people, they pretend as if like they go with you, but in the heart they want to destroy you. Now listen to Psalm 143. It says, show me your love and defeat my enemies, destroy those who are trying to kill me, because I am your servant. Destroy those who want to kill me, because I am your servant. I am your servant. Now listen to Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1. It says, a promise to free us from the power of our enemies, so that we will serve him without fear, in a way, in holy and right, for as long as we live. It's a promise. Now that was the time when Jesus was going to be born, and his promise was to free us from the power of enemies. Now who is our enemy? One of the biggest enemy is the devil. He is our enemy. He doesn't want to see us being successful. Sometimes we are unable to achieve things because of the enemy, with the devil. He's always busy want to destroy us. He's always busy want to disturb us, because he is jealous. He is jealous. Now David prayed. He said, Lord, deliver me from my enemies. Okay, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 17 to 18. Let me, it said, but the Lord stayed with me, the Lord gave me strength, so that I could tell the good news. Okay, so that I can tell the good news everywhere. He wanted all those who are not Jewish to hear that good news. So I was saved from the lion of mouth. The Lord will save me when everyone tried to hurt me. He will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. Glory forever and ever. Be the holy. Be the Lord. Amen. Okay. Now, let's go to Psalm chapter 12, verse number 5. Remember, we are still meditating. You are still with me, John Mamawolo. It is exactly 6:51, 9 minutes to 7, CET, which is South African Central African time, and you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now it said, Psalm 25, they took advantage of the poor and stole what little they had, but the Lord knows they did, and he say, I will rescue those who are poor and helpless, and I will punish those who hate them. Psalm 91:40. The Lord said, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who call me for help. If you trust the Lord, he will be able to save you. If you call for help, he will be able to help you. Because the Bible tells us that his ears are not closed. His eyes are not closed. He's able to hear us when we shout. He's able to hear us when we pray, when we call him. Because his name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Alright. Now, Isaiah 33 verse 16. They will live safely in high places. They will be protected in high rock fortress. They will always have food and water. Alright. I just want to do this and then... Just do this.
Time to meditate. John Amabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Church Formation.
As I look back over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship him.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus Christ. He came to love, heal, and forgive. That's why I know.
For everything that you've done, Lord, I just want to honor you.
You've done so much. You've done so much. That is the reason. He said, you have done so much. You have done so much. If you look back of whatever that you have done, you will see that indeed you have done so much. And he deserves worship. He deserves worship because he has done so much. If it couldn't be him, you couldn't have achieved whatever that you have achieved. But because his name is Jehovah, you have achieved whatever that you have achieved because of him. Now we go to verse number 2. It said, on Psalm 59, he said, save me from those who do wrong. Save me from those murderers. Save me from those who do wrongs, and save me from those murderers. He had a prayer. He was praying, saying, Lord, save me. Save me from those who do wrong. Save me from those who do wrong. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you can interact with us on 03-289-4658 plus 27-83-289-4658. If you are international, you can use the WhatsApp. You can use the number to call us, which internationally you can say plus 27-0083-289-4658. Or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you chat to us there. There's a chat box. Say we are online. You click that. You put your email. You put your name. You chat to us with whatever that you want to chat to us. Or you go to Skype. You say BTGM Radio. Then you click it. Or you send email at radio@bythegrace.org. The time is exactly 7 o'clock CAT, Central African Time. You are with me, John Mamawulo, on the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now we read in verse number 2 from Psalm 59, it's saying, save me from those who do wrong, save me from those murdered. Then we come to Psalm 26, 9, said, Lord, don't treat me like one of those sinners. Don't kill me with those murders. Let's go to 27:2. Psalm 27:2. Evil people may attack me. They may try to destroy my body. Yes, my enemy may attack me and try to destroy me. But they will stumble and fall. How many people wanted to destroy you, but you don't know how they failed? You don't know how they have failed. Alright, let's come to Psalm 129 verse 19. You murdered, get away from me. God, kill those wicked people. But David was saying, he said, you murdered, get away from me. God, please protect me. Let's go to Psalm 59 verse 3. Psalm 59 verse 3. It's saying, look, powerful men are waiting for me. Lord, they are waiting to kill me, even though I did not sin or commit a crime. Now, always the people who will always want to destroy you, even if you did not do anything that is wrong, they will always try to disturb. They will always want to kill you. They will always want to do whatever that they want to do in order to destroy you. They will try to do whatever that they want to do in order to to kill whatever that you have to steal. Because that's why the Bible in John 10:10 said, the devil came to steal and to break and to destroy. But the Son of God came so that we may have life in abundance. The work of the enemy is to destroy. The work of the enemy is to steal. The work of the enemy is to make a confusion in the families. As I speak now, there are families that they are fighting to each other. The wife is no longer speaking to the husband. The husband is no longer speaking to the wife. They use the paper to write, or even they use phone to chat. But whereas they together in one room. Because the devil, the enemy, came there to destroy. When the enemy comes, he comes to steal and to destroy. Now, we are praying, we say, Lord, protect us from the enemy. Protect us from the enemy. Now, let's go to Psalm chapter 10, verse 9 to 11. They are like lion hiding in the bushes to catch weak and helpless animal. They lay their trap for the poor who are caught in their nets. Again and again, they hurt people who are already weak and suffering. Alright, Psalm 37, 32, 33. The wicked are always looking for a way to kill good people. But the Lord will not let the wicked defeat them. He will not let good people be judged guilty. Psalm 38:12. My enemies say bad things about me. They are spreading lies and rumors. They talk about me all the time. Alright, let's go to Psalm 56:6. They hide together and watch every move I make, hoping for some way to kill me. Right, Isaiah 19:1. Saul told his son Jonathan and his officer to kill David, but Jonathan liked David very much. Now Saul told his son Jonathan and his officer to kill David, but Jonathan liked David very much. Sometimes when the enemy want to attack you, enemy using people to attack you, those people in return, they will start to love you. But their aim was to destroy you. Their aim was to make confusion. Okay, Proverbs 12 verse number 6. Evil people use their word to hurt others, but the word from God, okay. Evil people use their word to hurt us from danger. Using their word to hurt others, evil people. Whatever they say is evil. You find that you are in a situation and then you're limping. What they do, they make things worse. They are evil. But the good people will always save others. Let's go to Micah 7:2. By this I mean that all the faithful people are gone. There are no good people left. Everyone is planning to kill someone. Everyone is trying to trap their brothers. This is currently what is happening in currently now. That everyone is planning to kill someone. Lots of things. That's what they do. They're planning. Wherever that they are, they're planning to kill. They're planning to destroy. When they wake up in the morning, their plan is to destroy, is to kill. Their plan is to... That's what they do. When they wake up in the morning, they wake up in the morning for that. That is what they do. Alright. So now let's play this. We will continue. It just says that the song is just saying that let your will be done. Just enjoy this song. Let your will be done. Your will be done. Enjoy this.
Yes,
listening to By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now we continue. Acts chapter 22, 23, 21. But don't believe them. More than 40 of them are hiding and waiting to kill him. They have all promised not to eat or drink until they have killed him. Now they are waiting for you to say yes. They wanted to kill him. Let's just go to Psalm 22. Their king and leader joined together to fight against the Lord and his chosen king. Sometimes the people that will join together in order to kill you, in order to destroy you. But I want to say tonight that God is always able. God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Because his name is Jehovah. He's been there. He will make sure that he protects you. He will make sure that he is with you. He will never leave you because his name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. His name is Omega. Name above all name. Name above all name. Jesus is the name. The name above all name. Jesus above all name. His name is above all name. He is Jehovah. Now, doesn't matter, even people, they can try to join together to fight the Lord and his chosen people. They will never survive. They will never survive. Yeah, Jesus. They will never survive. Psalm 7, 3, 6. Lord my God, I have done nothing wrong. I have done nothing to hurt a friend or to help his enemy. If that is not the truth, then punish me. Let an enemy chase me. Chase me and kill me. Let him grind me into dirt and put me in my grave. Lord, get up and show your anger. My enemy is anger. So stand and fight against him. Get me justice. But anyway, in other words, he was saying that the enemy is anger. Anger. Enemy is anger. Like we have the enemy, that is how many people we, you know, anger, it's a problem. How many people that you know that they are in whatever, that they are, some they are in the hospital because of the enemy that we call anger. You found that the person decide to kill them. The person just decide to kill the children and the wife because of one thing, which is anger. Because of anger. Anger is it's an enemy. Anger is the enemy. It have destroyed many people. It have destroyed many families. That is why David was praying that, Lord, help me to fight this enemy. 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 Because this enemy, it have destroyed many families against many families. Get up and show your anger. My enemy is angry. Manawaka kwatile. Help me, Lord, to fight this anger. All right. Let's just go to Psalm 69:4. I have more enemy than the hairs of my head. They hate me for no reason. They try hard to destroy me. My enemy tell lies about me. They say I stole from them, and they demand that I pay for things I did not steal. Maybe they were doing, say, pay back the money. Pay back the money. Pay back the money. Maybe that's what that we see. Because David is saying that I have lots of enemies that they are more than the hairs on my head. They hate me for no reason. There are people that will hate you for no reason. I mean, they will hate you for no reason. And you don't know. Even now I speak, there are people that are hating you, who hate you for no reason. And you don't know why they are hating you. You don't have even the answer. You don't have answer why they are hating me. But you are hated. You are hated. You don't know. Everybody is hating you. The whole people, they are hating. You don't know why. Why are they hating you? You don't know why, but why? Why are they hating me? They hating you. You can't do something that is good. When you do it, they hate you for no reason. They hate you for no reason. They said, when are you stole this? When are you working very hard to support your family? But somebody just say, no, this one is a problem. He can't do this. Why is he doing this? All right. Let's just continue. 1 Samuel 24:11. Look at this piece of cloth in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe. I could have killed you, but I didn't. Now I want you to understand this. I want you to know that I am not planning anything against you. I did nothing wrong to you, but you are hating me and trying to. Now Samuel replied, he said, you are right. Saul replied, he said, you are right, I am wrong. You were good to me, even been bad to you. Now I want to say to you that don't stop doing good. There are people that you always do good to them, but they are always doing bad things to you. After Saul said to David that you are right, I am wrong, you are good to me. You did not do something that is wrong, but they are against you. You didn't do something that is wrong, but those people, they are. You ask yourself many questions, but why me? I haven't done anything wrong. The time is exactly 7:23, which is 19:23 Central African time. It is awesome in the studio, and we thank God for that. I surrender to you, Lord. Yes, I surrender. I surrender. Yes. Yeah, that is from his album, Show Us Your Glory. He's saying, the Father, the way you fathered me. God is the Father of fatherless. There is no me without you, Lord. There's no me without you. Let's just continue. Let's go to verse number four. It read it follows. I have done nothing wrong, but they are rushing to attack me. Come, see for yourself. Let's go to 1 Samuel 19:12-24. Micah let David down. Okay. Alright. We read this. I'm not going to repeat it. You can read it. Which is 1 Samuel 19:12 24. Then we go to, let's just say Proverbs 1:16. Isaiah chapter 59:7. Your feet run towards evil. You are always ready to kill innocent people. You think of nothing but evil. Everywhere you go, you cause trouble. Romans 3:50. They are always someone. Psalm 5:6. You destroy those who tell lies. Lord, you hate those who make secret plan to hurt others. Wake up, get up. May God and my Lord fight for me and bring me justice. Wake up, wake up. Arm of the Lord. Clothe yourself with strength. Show your power the way you did long ago. As we hear from ancient time, you are the only one who destroyed Rahab. You defeated the dragon. Alright, let's go to verse number 5. You are the Lord God all-powerful, the Lord of Israel. Get up and punish them. Don't show any mercy to those traitors. Alright. Elijah saying Emmanuel from his album show us your glory. That is Emmanuel, Elijah or Elde saying Emmanuel. Now we are still meditating. The time is exactly 7:32, which is 28 minutes to 8 CAT Central African time. You are with me. You're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Wednesday! What a beautiful Wednesday Now we read in the, we're reading in the book of Psalm 59. We started from verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 5, where it said that you are the Lord God all powerful, the God of Israel. Get up and punish them. Don't show any mercy to those traitors. Genesis 33:20. He built an altar there to honor God. He named the place Eli. Eli, the God of Israel. Exodus 3:15, it said, and God said, tell the Israelites that you were sent by Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. This will also be my name. It is how I want the people to remember me from now on. Exodus 25. Don't worship or serve idols of any kind, because I'm the Lord, I'm your God. I hate my people worshipping other gods. People who sin against me become my enemy, and I will punish them, and I will punish their children, their grandchildren, and even their great children. Somebody who sins, you make God to be, you become the enemy of God when you make sin. Alright. Psalm 9:50. The other nations have fallen into the pit they drag to catch others. They have been caught in their own trap. Whoever is against you, they will be caught in their own trap. Some people, they are conspiring to fight with their pastor, conspiring to fight with everybody, but they will fall into their trap. Let's just see. Let's go to number 6. Psalm 59, verse number 6. Verse number 6. Psalm 59, verse number 6. That's the scripture that we are reading. Meditating with the chapter, we started from verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 6. Let's see. Those evil men are like dogs that come into town in the evening, glowing and roaming the streets. Those evil men, they are like dogs. Those evil men are like dogs. Alright. They are like dogs. What they do is they roam in the evening. Now, the devil, that's what he's doing. Recently, there's a song that somebody said. He said, devil, you are a dog. Somebody sang that song. But here we are told that those evil men are like dogs that comes into town in the evening, glowing and roaming the streets. That is what it talks about. That's what it say. Let's go to 50, number 7. It read as follows. You're listening to me, John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Wednesday in a cold weather, wherever that you are, dress in a way that is good. Don't just wear things that will cause you to feel cold. Just try to protect yourself. Just try to protect yourself. Yeah. Just try to protect yourself. It's saying number 7. listen to their threats and insults. They say such cruel things and they don't care how who hears them. Okay, they don't care who hears them. Alright, let's read Proverbs 15:2. Listen to wise people, increase your knowledge, but only nonsense come from the mouth of fools. Matthew 12:24. You snake, you are so evil. How can you say anything good? What people say with their mouth comes from what fall their hearts. Now, there was a debate between those people and Jesus. Jesus ate without bathing his hands. Now they said, why you eat without? But Jesus explained to them that you snakes, whatever that comes whatever that comes from the mouth, it goes. But whatever that comes from the heart, it is the one that is diluted. Alright, yes. Psalm 64:3-5. Alright, let's just do this. Name above all name, then we'll continue.
Above all names,
great doors opening.
So that is Elijah again saying that. That is a Jimmy D. Some say name above
or name.
Name above or name. And we're still continuing. The time is exactly 17 minutes to 8. CAT Central Time. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. And we continue. You are with me, John Mamawolo, and the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now, Psalm chapter 55, verse 21. His ways above peace are smoother as butter, but he has only war on his mind. His ways are as thick as oil, but they cut like a knife. Psalm 57:4. My life is in danger. My enemies are all around me. They are like men eating lions with teeth like spread on arrows, tongues sharpened, sure sword. And Psalm 64:3-5. They sharpen their tongue to use like sword. They aim their poisonous words like arrows. Suddenly, from their hiding place, they let their arrows fly. They shoot to kill innocent people. They encourage each other to do wrong. They talk about setting trap and say, no one will see them. They are here. Psalm 119:23. Wicked people are telling lies about me. They are saying things that are not true. They are saying hateful things about me. They are attacking me for no reason. How many people you know that they tried that, wanted to attack you for no reason? They don't have a reason why they hate you, but they hate you. You are hated by them. I mean, they don't have a reason. If you ask them why, they will tell you that we don't know why we are hating you. Okay? They'll tell you that we don't know why we are hating you. Okay? But they hate you. Alright. Proverbs 12:18. Speak without thinking and your word can cut like a knife. Be wise and your word can heal. Yeah. Psalm 10:11. They say to themselves, God has forgotten about us. He is not watching. He will never see what we are doing. Psalm 10:13. The wicked turn against God because they think he will not punish them. Psalm 73:11. Alright. Let's go to verse number 8. Lord, laugh at them. Make fun of them all. Psalm 2:4. But the one who ruled in heaven laughed at them. The Lord make fun of them. Psalm 37:13. But our Lord will laugh at them. He will make sure they get what they deserve. So I will laugh at your trouble and make fun of you when you fear, when what you fear happens. Alright, let's go to verse number 9. Verse number 9. And let's go to verse number 9. God loves me Okay. God loves me. Alright, let's just say this. Let's just see. Yes. Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright. Alright, let's continue. We go to verse number... nine. God, my strength, I look to you for help. You are my place of safety, high in the mountain. God, you are my strength. I want you to say this way, that God, you are my strength, and I look to you for help. I look to you for help, and you are this the place you are my place for safety, high in the mountain. God is our strength. God is our strength. God is our strength. God, okay, let's go to Psalm 18:1. To the director, a song of David, the Lord's servant. He sang this song to the Lord when the Lord saved him from Saul and all his other enemies. I love you, Lord, you are my strength. God is our strength. God is our strength. Alright, let's go to verse number 10. God loves me and he will help me win. He will help me defeat my enemy. He will help me to defeat my enemy. Let's go to verse number 11. Don't just kill them, or my people may forget. My Lord and my protector, scatter and defeat them with your strength. Number 12. Those evil people curse and tell lies. Punish them for what they say. Let their pride trap them. The people who are having a pride and they think that Bona, they know too much. I know a lot of people who think that they know too much. They know everything. There are those people who are saying that. Okay. Let's go to verse number 13. Destroy them in your anger. Destroy them completely. The people all over the world will know that God rules over the people of Jacob. God rules all over the world. His name is Jehovah. His name is Lord. Now, what are we going to do is, the time is exactly 8 minutes to 8. CAT Central Time. I just want to say to you that as you have just tuned in, it has been a lovely 2 hours. We are going to sign off now. We will continue tomorrow. Remember, our show lasts 3 hours, 6 o'clock until 9. But we will just stop here. It's been awesome. It was good. You were just listening to John Omamawolo on your device, on your computer, on your phone. You were listening to me, John Omamawolo, on the show that called Time to Meditate. And we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, I want to thank you, everyone who have just listened, who was tuned in, listening to me. It was really a lovely show. And I pray that may God continue to bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to open doors for you. Because His name is Jehovah. Now, may God continue to make you to grow. I love you and I thank you. The time is exactly 8:05. As I sign off, I say bye-bye. Cheers. Until we continue tomorrow. Thank you.
Distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory.